What's going on, everybody? It's that ordinary podcaster with the extraordinary thoughts that tells you to stop being great and be extraordinary. I'm Demetrius Thigpen, also known as Meech Speaks, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Crazy. So with that being said, as we dive deeper into this year, one of the biggest things that's always going to be on my mind, and I think it's one of the reasons why it's such a big three pillars for me, is the idea of what mindset, motivation, and the idea of being human is. So with that being said, today's special guest, you know, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into those three pillars. But ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor and go ahead and welcome Sabrina Cornejo to the show. I was going to roll it and I stopped myself right at the last second. I was like, I'm not doing that. But welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm happy to be here. And thanks so much for reaching out. Excited to get some great conversations going, get to know one another. And also get to know each other's brands too.
100%. So with that being said, go ahead. Tell me a little bit about you.
So like you mentioned, you know, my name is Sabrina. I am 24 years old. I would like to describe myself as a very strong-minded, goal-oriented woman. I'm extremely ambitious. You know, I not only set goals, but I accomplish them as well. That is one of my favorite statements. And, well, you know, I was in the medical field for some time. Figured that I liked that, didn't love it. What I love is fitness. So I decided to go to the military, and now I'm going to school for fitness and also trying to make my niche for Instagram fitness as well. So yeah, we're making things out there out here.
I love that for you. So the medical field, like, so were you were getting ready to like become like a nurse, a travel nurse? Like what was it?
Yeah, so not the nursing route. I was actually a medical assistant phlebotomist. So during that time, my position, it was a hybrid because I was doing two positions at once. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was specializing in pediatrics, and I hopped around a little bit. I was in Riverside, I was in Fontana, and did a little bit here too. Did some COVID testing over here in San Diego right before I left for boot camp as well. And yeah, I just realized, okay, you know, this is cool. I appreciate it. Learned a lot. But it's not what I love. I love being in the gym. I love teaching people. I love, you know, putting them on and kind of having them on that same wavelength when it comes to the gym and being hungry for that extra rep, extra this, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's, you know, that's so crazy. Lobotomist. I'm thinking, honest to God, I swear, I thought like travel nurse, RN, you know, like the common ones that you see on a regular basis. I was not ready for lobotomist. And I actually wrote that down, and I feel like I'm going to just keep it a buck with you. What is a lobotomist?
So it's actually phlebotomist.
Phlebotomist.
Yeah, I know. It's a really weird one. Yeah. So, I mean, being one, I had to learn how to, you know, say it and write it. But it's P-H-L-E-B, phleb, and then botomist.
Okay. And exactly what is that? What do they do?
So basically, we specialize in drawing blood, and there's like different types as well. There's traveling phlebotomist, forensic phlebotomist. Yeah. Drawing blood.
Okay. So during COVID-19, like, weren't like scared, nervous during that period? Because that was a crazy time during it. Like 2020, honest to God, was just a crazy time during like that entire year. I'm not even about to lie to you.
Yeah, I agree. It definitely was alarming. It was different. You know, personally speaking, at the time when I mentioned I was living in Riverside, so I was away from home. My family's in San Diego, and it was just different, you know? Like, I felt like I didn't really have that support, like, especially in a rough time like that. My job was, like, 30 minutes away, and nobody knew what was going on, you know? Like, outside world, like, everyone was conflicted, and even in the workspace, we weren't getting patients, which, given, you know, people were scared, and it was pediatrics. But yeah, it was an off time. However, on the bright side, when we would go to work, it was also really chill because we didn't have patients. So you know how people like get triaged and they get sent to their room and they like sit on the bed?
Yeah.
Well, we had all those beds empty, so we were in those beds watching Netflix, chilling.
Oh, okay. You know what's so crazy is that? Oh no, please go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that was my point. Like, it had its pros and cons, so I like to look at it the glass half full for sure.
No, definitely, definitely. You know, what's so crazy about that is that although that was a crazy year, I feel like 2020 birthed a lot of hobbies. You know what I mean? Like, and it seemed like a lot of people emerged. I think it was probably because of the simple fact that you had to sit with yourself. You know what I mean? Like, and really learn about you. So one of the biggest questions is that what do you think you learned about yourself during that period?
I would say I definitely learned about discipline,
Oh.
because the gym was closed, and that, I may be cliche to say, but gym is my therapy. If I feel, uneasy for something or I'm happy, I'm gonna make my happy self all the way to the gym.
100%.
And so since they were closed, I had to figure out like, what am I gonna do? So I went on Amazon, and I bought like the ropes and stuff to hang on the door and like to still do like back workouts and try to get creative. I had like this crate, I called it my crate of excellence. And it had like the ab roller, my yoga mat, some chains, and I just had to come up with things, try to figure out what would fulfill that same resistance as a dumbbell or a barbell would. And there's some days that I was just like, I don't have mirrors, like gym mirrors. Like I don't feel motivated. And that's when I realized like, no, motivation, it comes and goes like ocean waves, but discipline is what's gonna keep you going.
I love that. I really do. Because one of my biggest pet peeves, and I feel like especially being in the military, you know what I mean? That we throw the word motivation around so casually. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And for a long period, I think it was like, I really want to say like last year, I got labeled like the negative motivational speaker because I was just, it sounded like I was just so negative all the time. But the reality was, is that I was not negative. I just seen what happens when motivation will fade. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, like when motivation fades, and I'm pretty sure you've seen it, especially, you know, being in that niche and then going to the gym on a regular basis, how many people get so excited to go to the gym? You know what I mean? They show up Monday. I know January 1st, the gym was packed. Granted, I already know that. I'm happy for you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, go
I hear you.
ahead, get in there and make a change for yourself. But
Yeah.
how many of those same people are still coming in right now? You know what I
That's
mean?
honestly, that's funny you mentioned that because I was literally talking about that with my gym friends. Eventually you have like that gym community
Yeah.
when you've been going for so long. And this one gym that I go to, it's my favorite. Sorry to say the other gyms, but it's like the best gym in San Diego. And so it's called the Compound Lifting Club. I'll give them a lip shout out. But everyone goes there, like friends, like influencers and whatnot. And we were like, new people were coming and we've seen a lot of new faces. We're like, that's awesome. Like, good for you guys. But now it's packed and we didn't have that problem before. So we're like, oh man, like what? But at the end of the day, everyone starts somewhere. And so like, it's something to still appreciate and value and also, help them if they need it, if they ask for it. So I love seeing people grow and get after it because it's just a learning curve and something to be enjoying in the long term, I would say.
I like that. I like that. And I definitely love the fact that, you know, I love what you had just said. You know, everyone starts somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like it can be, it's very easy to lose motivation. You know what I mean? When you're at level one and then you start to compare somebody else's level 10 to your level one, or their level 20 to your level one, or their level 100 to your level one. It's so easy to lose motivation because it's, I mean, let's just be honest. When you show up somewhere, or hell, when you show up online, or when you show at a new job, you will see people who have been there consistently. You know what I mean? That have been there longer than you. So, yes, they have acquired a certain experience. Yes, they look different. Yes, they're able to perform certain things, but you're basing all of those things off of yourself and wishing that you can do it, that you got to take a step back and realize, like, damn, like everybody starts somewhere. So one of the biggest things that I want to ask you is that when you were first starting out, what was one of your biggest driving forces to keep you going?
Well, let's see. So at the time, I was actually in middle school and I was doing like Pop Warner cheer. Yeah, I was kind of young and I would take my little drawstring backpack and I would start my cardio. I would run to the gym And then at the gym, I would actually do my workout. And it's funny because I would even work out with like my guy friends. They didn't know what I was doing. I would just copy their workouts. They're over here doing shoulder shrugs and building their traps, and I'm right there next to them. And I'm like, wait, I look back years. I'm like, what was I doing? Like,
Yeah.
but yeah, it was a trip. But like, I would say just seeing like people around me, looking up to them, seeing how they look, kind of like you mentioned, you know, like comparing ourselves in a way. But I found that as drive, and it just made me so ambitious. Like, I wouldn't say it was a jealousy thing. It was just more like, dang, like, if that person can do that, I can do that. You know, at the end of the day, we're all human and we're all capable of things, you know, we can't even think of. So I just got after it. It was just a nonstop hunger. And even now, you know, like once you hit to your goal, then you want more. And then that's where body dysmorphia comes into play. But like myself now, you know, like I have this new goal, and like for the gym, you know, I want to cut a little bit. I'm like, okay, what do I have to do to get after it? All right, let's go through the motions, you know, add more cardio, lessen, you know, certain foods, and maybe pick healthier food options, like not do any drastic dietitian like things. So yeah, it's just picking goals, getting after them, setting new ones, and then just keep that cycle going.
No, I completely agree with you, and I love that, you know. Rather than, you know, look at somebody and be like, damn, I wish I can get there. You're saying to yourself, like, no, I'm not, like, I'm going to get there. You know what I mean? Like, we're both human. And I feel like a lot of times, like, we look at somebody and we say to ourselves, like, we don't give ourselves that type of grace. You know what I mean? Where it's like, bro, like, you can actually get there if you just keep going. You know what I mean? Like, you eventually will start to see progress if you just keep going. And I think that's one of the biggest factors when it comes into the mindset piece, you know? Where it's like based off of your mindset is really going to determine whether or not you're going to be successful. And I just really wanted to just, you know, pick your brain a little bit more about mindset.
100%. Yeah, I agree, you know, where you mentioned about just keep going, literally. Da da da, keep going. It's just dedication, remembering your why. I know that gets done around in the military quite often, even in the entrepreneur world, but it's but it's so true. Like, remember your why, or find that inspo and hold on to it, and maybe, you know, do a little brainstorm thing, like, okay, I can do plan A, B, and C. This is how it's gonna happen. You know, if I don't have the correct equipment, okay, this is how I'm gonna get it. Or maybe I'll work a little bit harder in the gym, and then I won't need it. You know, like let's say a weightlifting belt, you know, burn out more reps than you need to do instead of increasing weight. You know what I mean? So just sticking to it.
You know,
Bye.
what just re no, you're good. My biggest thing, and I think, because it kind of just came out, is that why is it that like they're good phrases, you know what I mean? Like they're good phrases, you know, but why do we? It's almost like a ick, you know what I mean? Like it's like a ick or like a cringe when we hear them, because there was like two or three phrases that we both just threw out, and we were just like. I mean, they're good phrases, but you know what I mean? Like, why do you think those phrases make us ache now?
You know, I think it's because they are loosely stated and there isn't so much credibility put out there. I feel like maybe, how do I say this? Maybe there's not enough light being shined on where the work is being put from the people that are putting those statements out there, if that makes sense. You know, like you have to be credible. You got to be about it, and not just on season, but off season too. You know,
No, I completely
all the
agree. Yeah.
time. Maybe that's why.
No, that's I completely agree with that, dude, because it's like you hear people, especially that one right there, you know, and I think another one is trust the process. It's a good statement. It is. You know what I mean? That's good. That's good advice. But the moment I hear someone tell me to trust the process or I see it online, I kind of like cringe when I see it. You know what I mean? Or when you hear someone say, like, remember your why, you kind of cringe because it's like, it's a good statement, but it's like, bro, like I've heard so many people that don't fucking put in the work say these things. And it kind of now just takes away from the aspect of what it really is. But if you break it down, it's like, yeah, it's something that you fall back on or what you wanted to get started. Trust the process, you know, just trust what you're doing and understand that over time you will get there. But you done seen so many people with fucking that are gurus show up and they're like, well, you know, you got to trust the process. You just told me to quit my fucking job. You just told me to quit my job. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you just told me to quit my job. And now you're telling me to trust the process. I'm about to be homeless. I'm about to be homeless. You know, where like,
I'm about to go you in.
Yeah, like you told me, like, hey, well, you know, you got to trust the process. Remember your why. I came into this thinking that I was going to follow my dreams, and now I'm being chased by the cops. And that, and I listened to your voice. I listened to you. And now I'm scared. So,
yeah.
It's one of those moments where it's just like, and I feel like a lot of times, like, we see something and we're like, damn, dude, like, I mean, to be honest with you, it's a really good thing. But because it's not, it's been thrown around so much, or because everybody else is doing it, or because everybody else is saying it, we want to go a different route. And I feel like a lot of times that leads people to going the quicker route, you know what I mean? Or trying to get quick results from a over time thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, taking the shortcut.
Yes.
Easy way out. It's not worth it in the long run.
No.
The delayed gratification, it won't be very rewarding.
100%. And I completely agree with you. You know, there's so many times where I sit back and I say to myself, like, damn, man, like, it will be so much easier if I did it this way. Or let me rephrase that. It would be faster if I did it this way. That's it right there. Because it's a big difference between something that's fast and something that's easy. You know what I mean? It will
that's
be faster. But I get, if I do it, I compromise something, or I end up going, or I do it wrong. And now I got to spend all this time trying to unfuck essentially what I just did. So I really would love to just hear your thoughts or your perspective on that.
Well, okay. So let's say, for example, you know, in my subjective trajectory, when I joined the medical field, by doing that, those were trade schools. So therefore, I had to take out, you know, student loans. And when really all I wanted was to go back to school. I mean, before that, it was either that or go to community college. Everyone said, you know, counselors and whatnot, like, go to community college because it's cheap, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, no, you know, trying to be stubborn and trying to be an individual independent. So I ended up long term, you know, paying those school loans when I ended up in community college anyways. And now I see it for what it is. So that was, I guess, me, you know, trying to take the easy route in a way, just because I didn't want to be like a follower. I didn't want to be another statistic of my friends to be going to community college. I wanted to like get that quick certificate so I can already be in the work field and already have a career, when I didn't end up enjoying it to what I thought it was going to be. I didn't listen to others, those who have more experience than I did, because I was being, you know, small-minded, having a fixed mindset.
Oh, you know, I'm glad that you brought that up about the fixed mindset, because I'm really big on mindset. So I love the fact that we, you know, we sit back and everybody's like, yeah, you got to have a growth mindset. But a lot of y'all actually have fixed mindsets. You know what I mean? Like, you believe that because of what you have, because of the circumstances, because of the situation, that you will forever be stuck in this box. And that is the reason why you blame everybody else for your shortcomings. But going, you know, changing your body and showing up every single day to have to essentially put in the work is truly one of the biggest definitions of what a growth mindset is. It's showing up every single day and saying, like, if I continue to keep putting in the work, then I'm going to grow from this. And on your off days, though, that's my bigger question, is that how do you stay consistent on your off days? You know, the days where you're just really not feeling yourself.
That's an easy one.
Really?
So, yeah. Yes. This is, okay, like, for example, you know, even today, it was a rough day, you know, and the Navy office work, and like, it was stressful, you know. I was gone for, you know, short orders, and then coming back, it was like jam packed. So it was just like, I felt like a Tasmanian devil, just like, trying to get through these to-do lists, you know? And, you know, I just had to take a step back, take a breather, and remind myself, you know, what am I going to do in this situation? And So that brings me back. I would say, you know, thanks to my mother. She was a single mom, and she was trying to do the thing. You know, she had it was myself and my two siblings. They're also in the Marines too. And you know, she was just trying to like make it happen while also trying to work. And we all wanted to be in sports and whatnot. And I got to see like her struggle. You know, I know that's unfortunately common for like someone and even
No,
guys
no,
that
no.
happens like they're
No,
single
thank
father
you for
dads
sharing
too.
this.
Yeah, and that it just motivated me like seeing her as a woman going through it and still making it happen because now she's successful. She's, you know, at home, like she's a housewife. She also has like her business and she's doing amazing. I'm so proud to see like from where she was, me being, you know, young from what I've seen to where she is now. And I'm like, and this is odd to say, but I want to be like her, but also better than her. And I mean that in the healthiest way possible because, you know, I know she wants me to be better than her. Like I'm her seed, you know what I mean?
100%.
And yeah, so I feel like in order to do that, that brings me back to my goals. And that's in both being professional goals and personal goals. And then I like to brainstorm a lot. So I basically think like, okay, how can I get to here? How can I get to there? And I'm nonstop updating my notes. Like, okay, I gotta get this done. I gotta get that done because that is going to get me to my bigger goal, was just being successful, similarly like to my mom or better than that. And you know, just having my hands in multiple pots, pursuing it, getting after it, as that statement's thrown around.
Getting
But
after it. Oh my God. I'm
get
sorry. I'm
after
sorry.
it.
Like, I'm sorry. I've never realized, like, we've thrown this episode alone, like, five phrases that literally, like, it just makes my skin crawl. Because, and I don't know why sometimes, but
Yeah.
they're good phrases. They're really good phrases. It's just, I've heard them so many times that it's just like, what the hell, man? But no,
Yeah.
thank you so much for sharing that. And I truly appreciate the honesty and transparency. You know, just being transparent in just the rarest form, both of us being in the military, navigating through the trenches of military life and out of uniform. What do you think are some forms of self-care outside of the gym, that that you do just so you can decompress and stay grounded?
Okay, so self-care outside of the gym. Well, one thing that definitely comes to my mind is I like to take baths. This is like, I know something different. Baths, have some Epsom salt, my book, a
Yes.
candle. Like, I feel like I'm more so the type of person that chases the aesthetic. And then when I'm in it, I'm like, oh, this is a
Yeah.
vibe. Yeah, something like that. Having my tea on my balcony and just, I guess, smelling fresh air, looking over downtown San Diego.
I'm not even about to lie to you. I'm real big on aesthetics. Like, I'm real, like, if you, as you can see back here, like, I'm really big on aesthetics. You know what I mean? And a self-care for me, honestly, is getting dressed up and like going to, just like what you had said, like where you see it and then like you want to put yourself into it. I'm real big on like coffee shops. So I'll get dressed up and go to like a coffee shop and sit as if like I'm in a movie. You know what I mean? Like in a corner, where I sip my coffee, I have my AirPods in, and I'm like listening to music as I observe the scenery and shit like that. But it allows me to detach from everything else that's going on around me and really just dial in and just hone in to where I'm at right now in that moment.
Heck yeah, I love that. That's pretty awesome. You know, it's funny, I don't know if you've seen this, but the way you just described that setting, I can envision it perfectly.
Yes.
And it reminds me of this like cover album. Have you heard of lo-fi music?
I love lo-fi music. Yes.
It reminds me of like, you know,
Yes.
those cover albums where they're like at the coffee shop and they're just like, you know, all graceful.
Yes. So fun fact is that the being human piece came from lo-fi music. That's where like being
Yay.
human came from. And I was driving along and I was listening to, and I think it was like Spotify just threw like a playlist, And I was just driving. I was just looking out the window, and it was just like the music, the scenery. I'm drinking a coffee. I'm like, I'm obviously looking at the road, but I'm enjoying everything else around me. But then, you know what I mean? Like, but I sat back and I was just like, damn, man. Like, I think this is what it means to actually be human, you know, because I feel like sometimes like it's so easy for us to get caught up in or lose our identity in the fact that we're a sailor, we're a Marine, we're in the military, we're around other people that are in the military. And then over time, like, it seems like your basic, or like, let me rephrase, not your basic, but your base personality starts to degrade and you lose pieces of yourself. You know what I mean? So it's really one of those biggest things. So like that thing that you mentioned really resonates with me because of the simple fact that it's just like, dude, like, I think that's one of the biggest pillars of why this this podcast sits on, is being human.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I like that you mentioned you do that often, because that's something that I've been wanting to do. And I feel like it's not quite normalized, like, to do it by yourself, at least. Like, maybe you'll ask a buddy, like, hey, let's go to the coffee shop. And that's something I want to do for this new year. It's just do it by myself and just 100%. Brainstorm by myself being there, enjoying the setting, like you mentioned.
Dude,
yeah, so that's a good one.
I feel like a lot of people... A lot of people aren't comfortable with being by themselves. You know what I mean? And like you, I'm pretty sure you've probably heard it, but I mean, like, being alone, there's so much comfort in being alone because you literally have to be able to sit with yourself. You know what I mean? Like, if you can't sit with yourself, then how can you really sit with someone else and be authentic when you can't even sit by yourself? You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of times, like, we're so used to being around other people, or hey, you know, you want to go to the gym with me, you know, it'd be great to have somebody else there. But it's like, at one point it was just you, you know what I mean? Like, it was just you. So I'm real heavy on the being with myself. Like, I love taking myself out, you know what I mean? Like, and I think that's one of the biggest things. I love taking myself out.
That's awesome. That's really beautiful. Good for you. Keep doing that. That inspires me to do the same.
Oh my God. But with that being said, as we come to a close to this episode, I just really got a couple of things. I don't have a couple of things. Jesus Christ. I don't know if that just became like a pet word of mine. You know what I mean? Like, where it's like a couple of episodes, or I got a couple of things. No, but what's one thing that you would want to, what's one piece of advice that you would want to sell or give before you go?
Well, let's see. I would say, you know, okay, something, I've already said this a couple of times within this episode, but I want people to trust themselves in using their creative side of their brain and simply brainstorming. I feel like a lot of us have so many goals and ideas, and oftentimes we kind of forget them because, you know, obstacles come in the way, or we just get sidetracked. But, you know, I think it's important to actually write things down. Have a notepad, or just write it on your notes. I have too many notes, and I'll sometimes go through them and, like, flesh them out, edit them, whatever. Writing to-do lists, personal, and also for, like, professional, like, if we want to build a business, or if we want to go to school, like, okay, how are we going to do that? Like, honestly, they can just GTS. Excuse my language, but Google that shit. Like,
yeah, Google that
it
shit.
It tells
yeah.
you how... Like, it literally tells you how to do everything. Like, if people want to, you know, get an LLC, how do you do that? Like, do write-offs. Like, I just feel like there's so much potential for all of us to make things happen. And a lot of us are just sleeping on it, to simplify it, really. Like, all the information is out there. So I feel like that's my biggest thing. Brainstorm step 1, 2, and 3, and then break each step 1, 2, and 3 down. Research how to do one. If you hit an obstacle, okay, fine. Ask questions, outsource, and keep asking around to make it happen. Like, there's, I mean, fortunately, we got Instagram and other social platforms that help us get to where we need to be. I just want people to get after it.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm going to probably use that one right there as, like, get after it. Because, bro, when you said, like, you know, you can Google that shit, this is something that I'm currently experiencing right now. Because on a regular, like... Very often I will get, hey, man, like, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. You know, do you think you can help me out? And I'm like, absolutely, man. You could type in how to start a podcast on Google right now. It will pull up everything that you need to know. And they get offended. when I say that, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, pff. And I'm like, what you're asking me for is like tips, tricks, and experiences that I've learned from doing this. That's what you're actually asking me, not how to fucking start a podcast, because you already got that piece. You want me to give you that. And I just cannot stress this enough. Brainstorm, get after it, and you will develop, you know what I mean? Like, you will develop your, you know, those tips and tricks and experiences. Now, however, if you want to just cut that out, go ahead and set up a podcast consultation with me. And I promise you, I will help you get there. And I think that's the biggest piece right there is just like, moving forward, can we just stop wasting people's time? Like, can we just stop wasting people's times with your bright ideas?
Yeah, facts. I agree. And I'm sure, you know, like you mentioned, people will ask you for, here we go, the easy way out, and they won't be explicit about it. But it's like, because we've already gone through that experience and we started at that point too, having questions. So it's like, we know where you're getting at. Like, just be straight up or put in the work a little bit or do the work alongside with me and we can walk through this journey together, you know?
It's so simple, you know what I mean? Like, and I cannot stress that enough. Like, you know, and then they think like, oh, well, you're gatekeeping. It's like, no, bro, like, I promise you, I'm not trying to gatekeep podcasting. I promise you that. However, I've spent this amount of time developing these things and you're just trying to ask them for free. You spent all of this time, like that Pop Warner, I'm not even about to lie to you. You telling me that you started working out when you were in Pop Warner cheer? Wild. Okay. I thought that you were going to say like, you know, like you did it during the pandemic. No, you've been doing this for a while. So that's over 10 years. That's over 10 years of experiences. That's also 10 years of cutting your teeth. That's also 10 years of falling on your face. That's also 10 years of bad days. That's also 10 years of learning as you go. So when someone comes up to you and they're like, hey, I'm thinking about going into the gym, what do you think I should do? You're literally pulling up a library of experiences and saying like, all right, so which one do you want to know about, you know, or I can help you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts, 100%. And just to go backtrack on what you said, all these years of experience, can you imagine all the money that was put into protein?
Oh my God. I don't even take these type of things into consideration when it's like, do you know how much I've spent gradually over time to get here? You know what I mean? And it's like, once again, it's like, no, bro, like, I promise you, I'm not trying to gatekeep these experiences. Yeah. But it's almost an insult when someone comes up to you and they ask you for your experiences all of these years for free, or they want you to cram all of these years in a 5-minute conversation. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like, that's not how that works. So I cannot stress this enough. Moving forward, can we just like, I don't know, keep our bright ideas to ourselves and just like, what was it? Get after it. Let's just get after it. Oh,
yes.
All right, but with that being said, as we come to a close of this episode, don't forget to pay attention to the show notes. Everything will be in there. Stay hungry, stay motivated, stay healthy. I'm out. And just like that, another extraordinary thought left this ordinary mind. I hope you enjoyed this episode half as much as I enjoyed making it. Don't forget to head on over to your favorite streaming platform, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, and leave this podcast an honest review, because this podcast deserves to grow just as much as we do. Also, don't forget to head on over to TikTok or Instagram and follow me at Meech Speaks. That's right, Meech Speaks. Meech is spelled M-E-E-C-H. Stay motivated. Stay healthy. I'm out.